think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The press is interested in narratives. Our president is interested in peace. So we will get characterized one way or another. Oh, your stance is pro-Russia or pro... It's all garbage. The president got elected to bring peace in this conflict, and he is working with both sides in a way that only President Trump can. Let's be clear. Only President Trump can, to bring them to the table to end the killing. And I can tell you from being behind the scenes, he is laser focused on making that happen. And we're closer today than we've ever been because of his leadership.
The words of Pete Hegseth, our defense secretary, talking about how President Trump is in the process of trying to bring peace not only to Ukraine, but elsewhere around the world. And that would include, of course, the Middle East, and it would include dealing with Iran. The president did send a letter to Iran offering a chance to meet and say, let us help you rebuild your country, bring you out of the Stone Age, but there be no nuclear missile for you. That's a line he will not cross, nor can we ever allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And yet, when he's doing all of this, you've got the naysayers and the booers on each side, and that includes some Republicans saying, well, we're not doing enough, or we should do more. It's easy to second guess any game, isn't it? The next day, or Monday quarterbacking, as they sometimes call it. But when you're the guy at the point of the spear, decisions are made, they rest on your shoulders. And we're in a situation as we are across the world right now because Joe Biden did not own up to what he should have been doing as commander-in-chief. If he had, it made it very clear to Ukraine, quit trying to get into NATO, back off, because you're going to encourage Russia to invade. And in fact, they did. And now how do they end it? Well, to that extent, President Trump has sent a letter also threatening sanctions on Russia and demanding they come to the table and have some peace. This after Russia was pounding Ukraine on the battlefield and continues at this point. President Trump saying, I strongly am considering large-scale banking sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and a final settlement agreement on peace is reached. He said to Russia and Ukraine, get to the table right now before it's too late. But there are still those on the left that think Trump is just serving as Putin's puppet. We'll break it down. Thanks for joining us. This is hour number two of Larry Connors USA. Here we are, March 7, 2025. And reminding you, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can watch us while we're on the air for you. You can go right now to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, and you can watch the program. Hi there. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. You can watch it as you please at that point or later if you can't do it now. How do you do that? Again, you go to News Talk STL Podcast. You go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. You go to LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. You can get audio and video of every program we put up, so you won't miss anything. I strongly encourage you to subscribe. We don't pass around your information. All you do is make a note at LarryConnorsUSA.com. You would like each program sent to your email on a daily basis. And then you listen or watch when you can. Which, by the way, the same applies to our new app. The News Talk STL app is outstanding. We had a great one, but this is even better. If you had one of the previous ones, you'll probably get a notice to simply push a button to update. And again, I'll remind you, we're not asking you for any information. You don't have to make any agreements. You can get it directly through the App Store. Just search News Talk STL. It's there. Download it. It's yours. You can hear us from anywhere, anywhere in the world. So as we're talking about, every time Trump has any conversation with Putin, the left starts crying out, oh my God, they're cozying up. It's bromance again between Trump and Putin. Not understanding that unless you're talking, you might be throwing darts, if not rockets and bullets at each other. Again, a breaking down on understanding that. Our new director of national intel, Tulsi Gabbard.
You know, we have heard this before over and over and over again, this same tired tactic that anyone who dares to stand for peace, as President Trump has, as I have, as J.D. Vance has, as so many others have, saying that we need to end the killing, the senseless loss of life that this tragic war has waged for years now. They accuse us of being Russian assets or puppets of Putin. It really is quite disgusting in my own view, and really speaks to the influence that the warmongers, the military-industrial complex, has. They can't answer to really what President Trump's call is for peace. So instead, they throw out these smears and lies and accusations that I think the American people are seeing right through.
They just want to be negative, negative, negative. That doesn't work. That doesn't work at any level of any negotiation. And you have to have some compromise. And compromise does not mean that we'll back up three steps and you're allowed to take seven more toward us. No, you can't do it that way. But Tulsi Gabbard making it very clear, everything he does, they want to call out, oh, he's engaging with Putin again. Look what he's doing. I'm looking at a piece on CNN that's appearing right this moment on their Facebook page saying Trump threatens new large-scale sanctions on Russia for pounding Ukraine. You know, they actually got that right. They actually stated that correctly. It's exactly what I told you a moment ago. And CNN actually reported it correctly. But... You don't think they're going to just let it lay like that. Of course not. You go down a little bit deeper, and you see they have an analysis. And the analysis headline and the excerpt they give here, Trump's animosity toward Zelensky, thinks that he hates Zelensky because of the event that happened in the Oval Office, or is angry with him. He may well be angry, but this animosity, as they call it, his animosity towards Zelensky and his embrace of Putin, see, there we go again, has Europe's leaders thinking the unthinkable. What would that be? Well, interesting enough, if I punch and go to that, it's talking about, can NATO survive without the U.S.? That's all I see before suddenly I'm blocked, because CNN wants me to pay them money to read their damn article. I don't care. I got it from the headline. I know what you're talking about. The European leaders are concerned. Would the U.S. pull out of NATO and leave them vulnerable? There are no plans for the U.S. to do that. Trump did threaten that in his first term. Said if you guys don't pony up your fair share, you'll have all of it because we're paying way too much. And what happened? Those European nations stepped forward and started contributing more. Same situation now. And the European Union leaders are meeting, trying to decide, how do we come up with more money for arms, munitions, and military? Good. They should do that. But if you look at just the approach on the analysis, that has them thinking the unthinkable. Why would it be unthinkable that you need a military and your own service to protect your country? Because they were relying on the U.S. would always serve as the policeman, and come in and straighten things out. At U.S. dollars, U.S. equipment, munitions, and maybe even sacrifice of troops. We're done. We're done with that. You know what else we need to be done with are these Blue City Sanctuary mayors, because they have made such an arse of themselves in Congress the other day, when they were in front of Congress, and they continue to defend their right to how they treat or do not treat illegals versus their own citizens. Louisiana Congressman Higgins.
These mayors are all sanctuary city mayors. But the narrative is no longer comfortable, because 3 months ago, we were at the tail end of 4 years of millions and millions of illegals coming into our country. It was out of control. The only thing that has happened since then is we had an election in November. And now we're not pulling the curtain back. We have ripped the curtain from the rods.
Good.
We have revealed to America just how fast we could have secured our border if you had an executive that was willing to enforce the law. So now we're paying attention to our municipalities. And every one of them is lawyered up. They've changed their narrative. We got example after example. The mayor of Chicago, we must lead with and live by the promise of Sanctuary City. The mayor of Denver, willing to go to jail in defense of Sanctuary City policy. The list goes on.
And on and on. Yeah, they've said that. And they continue to stand there and say, we're doing the right things by our people. When they're spending all the money they are in New York City, spending almost $7 billion for the illegals, the city of Chicago, $575 million. And Congressman Higgins says, you are betraying our nation.
ICE is responsible to remove millions of criminal, hard-edged criminal illegals from our country. And we've had enough. America's fed up with this betrayal of oath, and you'll be held accountable. One of you said you're willing to go to jail. We might give you that opportunity.
Good
mayor. One of my colleagues mentioned the children. I always want to talk to the children, separation of children. At any given time in America, there's 750,000 to 850,000 American citizen parents of minor children incarcerated in our country. If you commit a felony in America, you get arrested and prosecuted and convicted and incarcerated, you can expect to be separated from your children. But let me say, there's a sunset to that separation. Because when you do your time, you'll be released. You can return to your family. This young man will never return to his family. And he should have never been removed from his family. If we had a president and heads of our municipalities that were willing to uphold the federal law that exists.
That young man would have been one of the many Americans not killed by illegals. You know, a lot of this is going to maybe turn some of these blue cities at least purple and maybe even red. Scott Pressler was working the state of Pennsylvania when everybody thought there's no way Pennsylvania can go for Trump. He was out even talking to the Amish saying, we will make it available for ballots to be mailed to you so you don't have to be noted that you're driving your Amish buggy into town to vote. So we'll take care of that. And then Scott Pressler now is saying, I think maybe New Jersey is in play.
Well, at earlyvoteaction.com, we are employing a 21-county strategy. We're not only going to Essex and Camden, but we're going to Sussex and Warren and even red areas to drive up the turnout and make sure that every voice is heard. And I'll tell you, the Department of State just did a purge, Laura. The Democrats lost 49,000 voters. And as you mentioned, in 2021, this state was only decided by 80,000 votes. Hear me loudly and clearly. New Jersey is in play.
And every blue sanctuary city and state, you should hear that as well. If you're going to continue to defend and pay for illegals over the needs of your own citizens. You know, now that Biden is out of office, totally out, as if he weren't out before, we suddenly have a lot of Democrats and even network Biden echo voices saying things that they should have been saying while he was in office. Perfect example, CNN, Chuck Todd.
It is time for them to move on from Schumer. But this is why I go back and say the Democratic Party's, you know, Joe Biden never should have been there in the first place, right? Number one, he shouldn't have run for president. I completely got so angry at Joe Biden, the man, when I read the transcript of the Hunter Biden trial. And when I realized that not one, not two, but three Biden children, and I count Beau's widow, were all dealing with drug problems in 2018. And Joe Biden, said, now's a perfect time to run for president because who cares about our family? I have to tell you something about Joe Biden. There's this mythology about Joe Biden that the man cared so much. It's all bullshit. This man supposedly cared so much about his family that he commuted every day. Guess what? This man cared so much about his political career that he commuted every day.
Now, do you think Chuck Todd came to that realization just within the last 24 hours? He had the same attitude as you listened to him. He expressed that he had the attitude even while Biden was in office. But did he ever say that or express that on air? No. Why? Larry, why would you ask such a stupid question? Wasting my breath and your brain cell trying to say, Larry, are you that stupid? We all know why. He was with CNN and then he wanted to hold his job and would lie to the American public. If they would lie about something that big, how many other things you think they've been lying to you about? Chuck Todd doing that, and then you've got Jake Tapper coming out with a book in the next month, if not later this month, again, detailing how Biden shouldn't have been in office, was ineffective. And again, he did not come up with that just since January when Biden left office. He didn't write that book in that period of time. He didn't have those thoughts in that period of time. They were originating and forming even while Biden was in office. And then when he was running, and then when he's out and Kamala is running. The left is going to continue to spin their narrative. That we have to accept. But we here are going to try to make sure you get the true and factual picture. You may not like it, but we're going to deliver it to you. Before we wrap up this hour, how Musk could use SpaceX to create a military starship. We'll have that. And also a discussion on fabricated diamonds. What exactly are they? My guest is an expert. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. One of the greatest pleasures in life is giving. Giving something special to someone just because. Vincent's Jewelers can help you, and you should know that Vincent's has helped raise almost $2 million for local charities. Vincent's Jewelers, St. Louis's premier, full-service, locally owned jewelry store. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day for new items. vincentsjewelers.com, my only jeweler, vincentsjewelers.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. There is a speakeasy in Cottleville, but you need a passcode. So go to the Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook, get your passcode to one of the hottest new spots in the area. Amazing food, 7 hotel rooms, 2-bedroom penthouse, and a speakeasy. I got my passcode. Get yours. Let's enjoy the speakeasy in Cottleville. You get your code by going to Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My next guest is a sponsor, and I never try to hide that from you when I have a sponsor on board with us. I don't want to slip it under the radar screen, but I have these guests because they're experts in their field. And Leo Anglo is with Vincent's Jewelers, and he knows a lot about the jewelry business, and I think this is a time for you to be educated and understand a few things that might be misconceptions with many. Leo, first of all, glad to have you on board.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. Now, you know, as we look at some of the things that are out there, these lab-grown diamonds, that seems to be the hottest, biggest deal. I know Vincent's Jewelers deals in them as well. What exactly is a lab-grown diamond?
Well, I think the first thing we have to say is it's not a cubic zirconia. That's how oftentimes people are confused with it. Oh, it's another cubic zirconia or moissanite. These are diamonds. They will test as diamonds. They have the same beauty, same durability as diamonds. They are diamonds. They can be called diamonds. And the neat thing for the consumer, Larry, is that it opens the door. It's a great opportunity for consumers because it opens the door to make items that would not be reachable for average consumers, like diamond tennis bracelets, diamond tennis necklaces, diamond stud earrings. Many times these things would be out of reach, but with the lab-grown diamonds, the prices come down so dramatically that people can get beautiful tennis bracelets and tennis necklaces and diamond stud earrings and diamond bands, everything. But these lab-grown diamonds have the same beauty as a natural diamond, but probably a third or a fifth of the cost today. So it's just a great opportunity for consumers.
That's a big difference, a third or a fifth. And, of course, the natural made, we're talking about hundreds, thousands of years for diamonds to be created in the earth. And there were also, for those of you worried about slave labor or child labor, you have to understand how often diamonds are mined in some of these areas looking for, quote, the earthbound diamond. So lab diamond has also opened that up to enjoy a diamond without contributing to ruby death diamonds.
Right. Well, the blood diamond thing has always been out there. People are concerned about it. But the bulk of diamonds today that most jewelry stores have are actually from the secondary market. So no mining is really involved in many of the diamonds. They're recirculated diamonds. So natural diamonds still have a very unique allure. I'm a big fan of it because I've been doing this for 40 years. So there's still a very unique aspect of a naturally mined diamond. But again, the whole key is that these lab-grown diamonds have opened the door. I think it's a great opportunity for consumers to enjoy the beauty of diamond jewelry at, like I said, substantial savings. And I think that's the key. And we see that in our own store throughout last Christmas. And even today, people are able to buy, you know, bracelets and necklaces and earrings that would cost, you know, $8,000-$9,000. You're able to buy for a couple thousand dollars and have a beautiful look, be proud of wearing.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Are there standards on pricing of lab-grown diamonds of any type?
Well, that's the key. You know, like anything, you know, it's a market-driven type thing. There is no standard, so I tell people to always shop around. You know, obviously, I have to throw out there that we're always here to earn people's business and trust. So that's here. But, you know, there's plenty of stores out there that are carrying the product, very nice, reputable stores. You know, obviously, I'm a big fan of the independent stores, but, you know, there's, again, national chains that carry them as well. But I think that these lab-grown diamonds are out there, and I just urge people to, you know, check the price. And like I said, Vincent Shuler's will always be here to earn your business. But, you know, I will not knock any competitor or any other jewelry store in the St. Louis market.
No, you never have. You're a man of character. Neither you nor Vito have ever knocked another jeweler. But Vincent's, and that, you raised a point that I want to dive into for a moment. Family-owned, locally operated, and there's a difference between, and there are others like that around the area as well, but we also have these big diamond manufacturing chains coming in trying to swamp the market. What's that do to competition, or does it really drive consumers to, I want someone local I can trust, they've been here, I know they're going to be here tomorrow?
Well, I will tell you for a fact that these national operations are selling at much higher. And just do the research. And again, I don't want to knock anybody, but I think you'll find that your locally owned independent jeweler will be more competitive, much more competitive on the lab-grown dime product. And I'm actually very confident in most products. We don't have the overhead and everything else, but again, there's a purpose of the national chains too. So I'm not going to knock those, but I can tell you when it comes down to value and pricing, I think you're going to find that a locally owned store has a vested interest in the community and that we live here. All of us locally owned jewelers, we live in St. Louis area. So we have a vested interest in providing the very best at competitive prices.
And Vincent's very big about contributing to the community. I want to come to that point in a moment. But as we're talking about how the independents, the family-owned diamond jewelers and so forth, have to compete with the big chain and whatever, and I hear you, and I've never heard you knock any other jeweler of any type, but there clearly is a distinction between, do you want to deal with people that have a history in the area and you know they've been here, or you want to take someone that they're controlled out in New York or somewhere else?
There's no question. Like I said, the jewelry stores that are locally owned, they live in our neighborhoods. They have a vested interest. They got to wake up and look at your faces every day. So we have to treat the people correctly. No options. And the neat thing about dealing with a locally owned business, if there's an issue, hopefully there's not, but if there's an issue, you don't have to wait to get a phone call from, you know, New York or wherever,
right?
The owner is right there. So the question is going to be answered immediately. And you know, they're going to stand behind the product because again, they live here. You know, the national chains do not live in the St. Louis marketplace, but all these locally owned stores, I know them all personally. You know, we all live here.
And I know for a fact, and I make it clear to the folks, again, you're listening to Leo Anclove with the Vincent's Jewelers, and again, they are a sponsor of the Larry Connors USA and of News Talk STL, but Leo's obviously with decades of experience in the business. I have been in the shop numerous times. As I say, Vincent's is my only jeweler, but I've seen people bring something in, and you get out your little monocle, and you're inspecting and saying, well, here's what we can do to take care of it. That's on the spot taking care of things.
That is correct. Like I said, you know, I'm very proud of being in this industry and being a representative of the industry. And like I said, I have very much confidence in all the locally owned stores in St. Louis. And, you know, I think people really enjoy buying jewelry. It's a very special thing, and you want to have a personal experience.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Now, back to contributing to the community. That's the other thing I've always appreciated about you guys. And others do it as well. But a few weeks ago, you crossed a big mark in fundraising for local charities. And I've been at some of these charity events, and you do an excellent job of raising money to help others.
Yeah, and make it entertaining. But yes, a few weeks ago, we crossed raising a total of $1.8 million for local charities. I don't think there's too many locally owned businesses who can claim that, but it's a lot of work, you know, a lot of effort. But, you know, when I go to an event, I bring ways of bringing fun and raising money all at the same time, and it's escalated to levels that I could never have imagined.
Well, you put in the hours long enough, you and your staff, $1.8 million. And I've seen you at numerous events, and I know you're giving a lot at that point, but I did not know let's just say you're just under the $2 million mark. You'll pass that before the year's out, probably.
Probably not this year, but next year we will definitely cross it.
Well, yep. Thanks for correcting me. I appreciate that, getting my facts correct. Leo, again, I know you're hoping folks will at least just give you guys a chance. And again, as I say in the ad, And again, Vincent's is a sponsor. Vincent Jewelers is my only jeweler, if anyone asks me. But if you go in, ask for Leo or any member of the staff, and they'll help you and take time to show you lab-grown diamonds. I think they are, they obviously are the biggest thing going, right?
That is correct.
And what should someone expect if they're going to be shown a lab-grown diamond versus a mined diamond?
Well, the biggest hidden value of the lab-grown diamond is not just the price, because they're not worried about the waste when they're recutting the diamond. Every one of the lab-grown diamonds for an engagement ring are all cut excellent, excellent, excellent. So that's the hidden benefit of a lab-grown, is not just the price, but because you're not worried about waste working around some type of inclusion, the lab-grown diamonds have a beauty that's just hard to challenge. And again, I love natural diamonds, but the lab-growns are here. And again, that's a hidden benefit of the lab-grown diamonds.
They're and again, they can be very, very well. And again, they can be in rings or necklace or bracelets or anything like that.
Correct. And obviously the biggest thing is the first thing they touched was the engagement ring. The engagement diamond has opened the door for people to buy 1, 2, 3 carats at a much more affordable situation. And they're beautiful gemstones.
All right.
You know, so.
Leo, I want to thank you for your time and your expertise. Again, Leo with Vincent Jewelers, go in and give them a chance. And obviously thank them for supporting Larry Connors USA and News Talk SDL. Thank you, Leo, for your support.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll do it again. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I got to tell you, when he was showing me the differences on these lab-grown diamonds, unless you really know what you're doing, some people could be overpaying in some places, but because they're not getting what they think they are. That's the difference. You have to have trust in your jeweler. And as you heard Leo say, he does not knock any others. You need to make that decision, but I've already made my opinion clear. Coming up, before we wrap up the hour, how SpaceX might be making America globally dominant. We'll get into that. And also, what are we doing to protect our energy? Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. Here's great news. Napoli Kirkwood is now open. So that means fine dining right in the heart of Kirkwood. So you have the original Cafe Napoli in downtown Clayton, Napoli 2, Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, plus Napoli Brothers Pasta and Pizza in the Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, and now adding Napoli Kirkwood. What a great place to dine. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. For this month, Renewal by Anderson can save you hundreds on quality windows and doors. $289 off each window, $829 off each patio or entry door. No payments, no interest for 18 months. You can also get a free inspection. Dial #250, #250. Simply say, Windows. Renewal by Anderson, rbastl.com. #250 and say, Windows. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting. 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
See the ways of this world just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world I can't seem to shake.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, President Trump's plan, of course, for U.S. energy dominance includes us selling clean U.S. energy to our allies so they don't have to buy it from our adversaries. But part of the reason why Europe was buying from Russia was because President Biden and his administration put a ban on export facilities like we're here today. This is the most technologically advanced facility in the world. It's the largest construction project going on in North America. $18 billion of additional work that's going into this. And Chris and I had a chance to address today. There's over 6,000 patriotic American workers on site today building really the best of America, because they're bringing prosperity at home and they're bringing peace to the world with the work they're doing here on this LNG export facility.
That is Interior Secretary Burgum talking about how great we're doing reestablishing America energy independence. Keystone Pipeline, of course, is going to be part of that. Also making sure that we put a little pressure on some of those adversaries that have been trying to take advantage of us, and we're going to get better at pricing and stabilization. As response so far, I'm looking at a piece from the let me get the source on this again because it keeps changing on me. I think this is Axios, so I'll make sure I quote them correctly. They're talking about that the Fed at this point is talking about they're going to continue to hold steady. They're not in a hurry to cut any rates. And the way it's written is no hurry to cut rates amid Trump volatility. The volatility is mostly in the head, to be quite honest. Will there be some movement up and down? And even as a 0.1 move, that means something in the economy. I'll admit that. But I love the way how the left just continues to push. Well, here's a little change. Let's make a big deal out of this one. At the same time, I don't see them pointing out and making a big deal out of the labor market is holding steady. It's holding steady. But admitting there are some warnings for Trump. Trump is obviously watching all of it. But this pot has been boiling for some time. And what we have seen under Doge, they have cut federal jobs considerably. So when unemployment ticks up, it's not just looking at the people in the private sector. It is obviously including some of those who were in federal employment. In fact, the Fed report underscores that a labor market that remains resilient but is showing signs of cooling. Recent data pointed to a slowdown, including weaker than expected private payrolls growth in the employment report and inflations of softening consumer spending. But the weekly jobless claims remain low, suggesting layoffs have yet to rise meaningfully. And by that, you can also take into effect, there are a lot of jobs out there. Every business I've been in has signs looking to hire. The other day, I'm on the highway. A Walmart truck goes by me. And on the side of the Walmart truck, on its windbreak that has under the trailer, Walmart's hiring drivers. There are jobs out there. Would you need schooling and obviously a commercial license to do that? Yes. But there are other jobs out there. This is why I have a very difficult time every time I come to an intersection and there's someone standing there with their hand out. If you can stand out here for hours, especially with bad weather, then you can certainly go get a job, even if you're just in there at a cash register for a period of time. Passed one the other day. And again, I'm not dropping down on people who have a rough time. I can understand that. But they are so used to just getting the handout, that's all they're going to do. Now, maybe there may be drugs involved in the sense they can't hold down a job. I mean, you could hire them, but you'd have to let them go in a couple of days, or they just don't show up. There was one guy at an intersection. He's on crutches. That's appealing to the heart and emotion. He stood there for the 15 minutes I'm watching, didn't get anything from anybody. Whether or not they're taking that as a scam and he's just trying to step it up, I don't know. There are people that are in need, true need, and I do want to help them. But giving a handout is not the way. It is really back to the old adage. You give a man a fish, he's got food for a day. You teach him how to fish, he will never be hungry. I mentioned earlier about what's happening with SpaceX. The Pentagon is looking at his new Starship program as a key to, quote, literal global domination. They are pointing out, and I'm looking at an article written in Epoch Times by Rod Martin, talking about how Starship is unlike any rocket we've had before. 100% reusable. Lifting 100 tons, that number could grow to 200 tons. And the Saturn V moon rocket, the most powerful in history now, can only lift 130 tons. Starships can also refuel in orbit. That could send the whole enormous cargo, which could also include people, anywhere in the solar system and return whole. They did have a problem the other night, and it's happened previously, that part of a booster broke apart, did not come down as expected, and yet the main force, the main component did land exactly as scheduled in Texas, grabbed up by these little pincher arms as it fires way down, slowly, slowly easing down until it's inside the grasp of this massive arm device. That's fascinating to watch. But here's the thing they point out. NASA, Boeing, China, and Russia. Europe. Everyone throws away every rocket they launch because they can only use it one time. What would it cost if you treated airplanes the same way? That's the way they are raising this with the Epoch Times article. If you built a new plane, every time you flew one, you're flying it one time, we're done with it, can't use it again. On average, based on a list price for a new 737, they say that would increase the cost of each and every plane ticket by about $490,000 each way. You're not getting to see grandma that much, if ever. The SpaceX approach, they're saying, is changing the paradigm. The Starship cost per launch could drop to as little as $700,000 for the entire rocket, not just one ticket. By comparison, NASA has a SLS moon rocket we were talking about a moment ago. It clocks in at $4.5 billion. And once it's used, it's done. So what do you want to spend money on? The NASA moon rocket that costs $4.5 billion, or see money go to the Starship cost, which would be $700,000 and can be reused. Those economics are not hard to overlook, and they're not hard to understand. But the other issue has to be with what can we do reference military capability. And again, the author of the article in Epoch points out a fleet of starships could land an entire armored division anywhere on Earth in under an hour and keep it supplied. He said you can forget the C-17s and cargo ships. You might as well go back to using horses and wagons. And he stresses, we're not just talking about the initial deployment. The bigger deal is resupply. And he adds this, it took 6 months for the U.S. in 1990-91 to to get forces in position to invade Kuwait. Many of you will remember that. And waiting and waiting and waiting. This is almost like when the British were going down to the Falklands. We're coming. We're going to be there in about a month and a half. You better be ready. Part of his conclusion in his article, what if you could ship anything you wanted anywhere in the world, from Texas, Florida, or anywhere, in under an hour? It's a fascinating thought. The Concorde was an amazing plane, obviously, but it's no longer flying. And, of course, there's no way to know for sure what the future holds for Starship, how it's used commercially, much less for the military. But it's a new age. And someone who also seems to be evolving would be Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. She's also a chameleon. She can change accents as it supposedly works for her.
Absolutely. First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now it looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress. It's just not what my plan was. But what I've always decided is that I would step up when there was a need. Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit for that shit. We wouldn't, you know. But when she called me and said, I think it's time for me to retire, and you're the one that I believe should take my seat, I really was kind of caught off guard. I didn't anticipate that. If anyone knows anything about the Congresswoman, they know. We showed up, and if he has some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense, so please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do, for sure. We got some cool shirts. You know, the congressional seat is over four times as large as my House seat. And I was just starting to get into the rhythm of doing constituent services and things like that.
Jasmine Crockett, in that one segment, changed her accent at least three times. She is in Texas as a Congress representative now. She lived in St. Louis. In fact, she went to one of the private schools, MICDS. And when you hear her speak, quote, normally, that's what you would have heard through MICDS. But when she gets into changing to vernacular and so forth, this is very similar to Hillary Clinton. I don't feel all tired no more. They apparently think, and she has been told, if you speak that way, your audience will love you more and they're more likely to vote for you. I think that is a charade in so many ways, but more than a charade, it's a slander against your race. You want to make everybody believe that they're not capable of speaking effectively, when obviously most, if not all of them are. We can all slip into accents and have some fun from time to time. But when you're doing it, and you're doing it because your advisors have said, the more black you can sound, the more you'll get support. It might be in that district, but it also shows that you play games. And if you're gaming the public, what else are you going to do? Hillary Clinton learned that one way. Joe Biden tried it when he shouted out, they're going to put you back in chains. I mean, this kind of theater really turns the people off. Maybe not everyone, so they continue. But we'll call it out. Oh, by the way, Doge has just canceled the lease for the Obama Presidential Library in Chicago. This is currently in Chicago's Hoffman Estates. It's an extensive list of federal lease terminations. It's just one of the items in there. The library was already scheduled to close, move to a new location, so the termination of the lease, as I'm reading it, may not have any meaningful or major impacts on the presidential library. I do think Obama should have a presidential library, just like every other president. Matter of course, is who's paying for it and how much is going to involve taxpayer dollars. We already know the citizens of Chicago, many of them where it's being located, are not happy because they think it's going to basically price them out of living in that area. What was the term they used to use? Gentrified. You make an area really nice. Now the people that did live there, they got to move because new developers are coming in and building more expensive and bigger properties, and those folks can't live there. But this news out of Doge, we'll see how it actually has to do with the Obama Library, but they have effectively canceled the lease for right now. It doesn't mean it's done, and I don't want to see a presidential library for Obama canceled. I'll be the first to say that. We should have one for every president. You can't simply pick and choose. It should be standard. But again, it's a matter of the cost. Who's going to pay for it? Building, keeping it up to date, and being utilized effectively. Again, I thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week. You'll come back. Tell your friendly, family, even your enemies to be listening. The Almond Report is coming up next. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.